Have you ever wondered why religious conflicts seem so intractable? Christopher Hitchens argues that religion itself is the problem, not just bad religion or extremism, but faith at its core. Religion represents humanity's first and worst attempt to make sense of reality, a primitive framework we've desperately outgrown. When Mrs. Jean Watts, my childhood teacher, claimed God made vegetation green specifically to soothe human eyes, the logical flaw was obvious even to a child. Why wouldn't an all-powerful creator simply design our eyes to appreciate whatever colors existed naturally? This simple question reveals how religious explanations consistently crumble under scrutiny. Religious conflicts, from Belfast to Baghdad, demonstrate faith's unique capacity to make compromise impossible. When you believe you're acting on divine commands, negotiation becomes blasphemy. The Rushdie affair perfectly illustrated this dynamic. After Khomeini's fatwa against Salman Rushdie, many Western religious leaders, while not endorsing the death sentence, nevertheless criticized Rushdie for offending religious sensibilities. The message was clear. Religious feelings deserve special protection from criticism, even at the cost of free expression. Religion's peculiar obsessions, from dietary restrictions to sexual repression, reveal its arbitrary nature. Consider the widespread prohibition against pork, which serves primarily as a religious boundary marker rather than addressing any genuine moral concern. In medieval Spain, eating pork became a test of Christian conversion for Jews, while today some religious conservatives demand censorship of even fictional pigs in children's stories. Religious dogma has historically impeded medical progress, from early vaccine resistance to modern misinformation, like the Catholic Church's dangerous claims about condoms and AIDS transmission in Africa. Children bear significant costs from harmful religious practices, including physical harm through rituals like circumcision and female genital mutilation, and psychological damage from teachings about sin and eternal punishment. These practices continue under religious justification, potentially stunting intellectual and emotional development. The case of Marjo Gortner exemplifies religion's manipulative aspects. Trained as a child preacher, he later exposed the calculated techniques used to exploit emotions and extract money from believers, providing rare insight into religious manipulation. Religious leaders often interpret natural disasters as divine punishment, substituting supernatural explanations for rational analysis. History shows religions regularly rise and fall, from failed prophecies like the Millerites' 1844 prediction, to abandoned ancient gods like Pan and Osiris, to movements like Sabbatai Zevi's that collapsed after their leaders' credibility crumbled. The traditional argument from design collapses when confronted with modern understanding. Believers often label beneficial coincidences as miracles while ignoring tragedies. But evolutionary biology reveals a world of imperfections incompatible with intelligent design. Our eyes, for instance, are wired backward, with nerves and blood vessels passing in front of the retina, hardly the work of a perfect engineer. The evidence from molecular biology and paleontology tells a story of evolution that is callous, random, and wasteful. The fossil record shows countless species extinguished in mass extinctions, with survival depending more on luck than divine favor. Stephen Jay Gould's study of Cambrian fossils demonstrates how contingent and unpredictable evolution truly is. If we could replay the tape of life, entirely different creatures might dominate Earth today. From our genetic kinship with bacteria to our poorly designed spine, better suited to quadrupeds than bipeds, evidence of our evolutionary history abounds. These imperfections make perfect sense in light of evolution, but are inexplicable as the work of an intelligent designer. The universe bears the hallmarks of chance and necessity, not divine craftsmanship. Religious revelations consistently align with existing prophecies and biases. The Ten Commandments emphasize worship while excluding fundamental moral issues like rape, slavery, and child abuse, reflecting human priestly concerns rather than divine wisdom. The New Testament exhibits similar human origins. Jesus' birth narratives appear constructed to match prophecies with conflicting gospel accounts. Even well-known stories show evidence of later modification, like the tale of Jesus and the adulteress, absent from early manuscripts. The Quran borrows from earlier religious traditions while claiming divine origin, with Muhammad's revelations often matching his personal and political needs. As scientific understanding has grown, miraculous claims across religions have consistently failed to provide compelling evidence. Does religion make people behave better? The history of slavery illustrates religion's ambiguous moral role. Religious texts initially accepted slavery as normal, while freethinkers like Thomas Paine and Frederick Douglass led the abolition movement. Though some Christians later joined the cause, they did so by reinterpreting texts against their literal meaning. Different religious sects used the same text to both defend and oppose slavery, suggesting that moral progress stems from evolving human ethics rather than religion itself. The claim that religious belief is necessary for moral behavior fails under scrutiny. Examples like atheist philosopher A.J. Iyer and devout Catholic Evelyn Waugh show that religious adherence doesn't guarantee ethical conduct. Secular humanism offers a more adaptable foundation for ethics based on human well-being rather than divine command. Totalitarian systems, whether explicitly religious or ostensibly secular, share fundamental characteristics with traditional religions. They demand absolute submission, claim infallible authority, punish dissent, and elevate leaders to godlike status. John Calvin's Geneva provides a striking example of religious totalitarianism, a theocratic dictatorship that controlled every aspect of citizens' lives, punishing dissent with torture and execution. The Catholic Church's collaboration with fascism further illustrates religion's affinity for authoritarian power. The Vatican supported Mussolini's regime, with Pope Pius XI endorsing him as divinely appointed. Pius XII expressed devotion to Hitler at the beginning of his pontificate and never excommunicated Catholic members of the SS, revealing the human, not divine, nature of holy institutions. Even ostensibly atheist regimes like Soviet communism functioned essentially as religious systems. Stalin's cult of personality mirrored religious worship, and North Korea today represents perhaps the purest example of secular totalitarianism functioning as a state religion, with the Kim dynasty receiving worship normally reserved for gods. Despite religion's historical dominance, humans have always harbored skeptical thoughts. Socrates exemplifies this tradition of questioning. Through his relentless interrogation, he exposed contradictions in religious beliefs. For this crime of encouraging critical thinking, Athens condemned him to death, a pattern repeated throughout history as religious authorities silenced rational inquiry. The time has come for a new enlightenment that builds on the achievements of the first while addressing its limitations. Religion's archaic rituals and dogmas belong to humanity's childhood. We've outgrown the need for cosmic parents to guide and punish us. Instead, we can embrace our responsibility to create meaning through reason, compassion, and shared human values. This doesn't mean abandoning wonder or transcendence. The natural world, revealed through scientific inquiry, offers mysteries far more profound than religious myths. From the vastness of the cosmos to the intricacies of quantum mechanics, reality exceeds our wildest imaginings. We need no supernatural additions to appreciate the genuine marvels that surround us.